Thank you, Scotty. That, you're going to make me cry, and that's not good. And thank you, Joan, and thank you, Jimmy. It's always good to be with you in this world. Thank you. So I'm going to read. I've never read this before. I don't know if it's a poem. I don't know what it is. But so my friend Megan Tudlow, whose birthday it is today, by the way, if you know Megan, please send her wishes. She's going to organize a reading series about, like, your earliest writings as a writer, you know? And she's like, look and see what you wrote when you were really young. And I found a journal of mine as a kid, which I'm like, this is going to be great. And all it said was, like, page after page is like, he's so cute. I really love him. He's not cute anymore. I don't love him anymore. So it was like all just boys. And so I wrote this list of the boys that I first loved. And it's called Boy Crazy, Sex and Death from Kindergarten to Grade 8. One, subject, Dale Miller, kindergarten. Attributes, blonde, built like a pork chop. Proximity a plus, mat next to mine at nap time, comes complete with new box of crayons, the big box with built-in sharpener and four shades of green, e.g. worldly. Love story. He shares a snack pack pudding, double chocolate, and gives me the pull top as a ring and stows away on my bus the first day of school because he says I am beautiful like a bride and we are married by snack pack forever and ever, amen. Feeling. I do not agree or disagree to the marriage thing. The snack pack pull top cuts my pinky finger. First understanding of romantic ambivalence. Outcome. Dale's mother calls the police because she thinks he's been kidnapped. First lesson about white vans. Two. Subject. Mark Sundberg, first grade. Attributes. Blonde. Very pale. Possibly borderline albino. No eyelashes. Has to stay inside during recess because of sun, which means he's sensitive and exotic. Built like a wacky, waving, inflatable, arm-flailing tube man. The kind found outside used car dealerships and Walmart grand openings. See footnote. Our love story. Gives me spoon ring he wins from gumball machine. Winning equals lucky. But then I realize the machine is full of spoon rings. The ring turns my finger green, and I think my finger will fall off, and I'll be four-fingered forever, and no one will ever love me again because I won't have a finger to put a ring on, and I will die alone or become a nun like Sister Lucilla, a.k.a. Sister Lucifer, evil incarnate, in a frayed yellow girdle. But even Sister Lucilla wears a ring on her ring finger because she's married to Jesus, and she has all 10 craggy fingers, so help me God. Feeling. Rings equal love, no matter how green a finger turns. See snack pack, pull tab, etc. Outcome. My finger does not fall off. My mother paints the ring with clear nail polish, and I continue wearing it. First lesson in devotion. Also, first lesson in gangrene and the power of precious metals to stave off death. Also, first lesson in using a calculator to swear. Punch in 1134, turn the calculator upside down, and it does your swearing for you, as in, Sister Lucifer, go to hell and take your Jesus ring with you. Three, subject, RIP, Mark Sundberg, second grade. Attributes, Mark's parents split up and he moves away. Absent, he becomes muscular and tan. He becomes more handsome than any of the Tiger Beat posters on my wall. He is a Tiger Beat poster. He is a Disney hero. He is more handsome than the doctors on TV. He's more handsome than my doctors. He's more handsome than my dad. He's more handsome than any of Sister Lucifer's Jesuses. I will never love anyone else ever again. Our love story. Before he moves, he gives me another ring he took from his mother's jewelry box. It does not turn my finger green, but I have to give it back when his mother calls my mother and threatens action. Feeling. I want to keep the ring. I want to keep the ring. I should be allowed to keep the ring. See note about devotion. Outcome. First lesson in nostalgia and the power of distance. Also, some rings are worth more than other rings. Four. Subject. Joey Paola, third grade. Attributes, partner for square dancing class, almost my height, red-haired, possibly permed. People call him Measle because he has so many freckles, but I think of him more as a connect-the-dots game. I like word search puzzles more, but connect-the-dots are okay on placemats, and they pass the time when you're waiting for your food at King's. Love story. He isn't afraid to hold my hand in health class while we watch movies about cartoon sperm and eggs. He has sweaty palms. I will forever think that palm sweat is romantic. Also, hay bales and fiddles and anything coming round the mountain. Feeling. Hand-holding is sexy, except when Sister Lucilla catches you and smacks your hands with her ruler and calls you little horn-toed cabbage heads. Outcome. Joey P. sends me a note where I have to say whether or not I am officially his girlfriend. Pick one. Yes. No. Maybe. I check maybe. He dumps me for Gigi Ethorn, who can't square dance but has great pigtails and a red-checked snappy shirt and will grow up to be a biker. Five. Subject. Kenny O'Hara, fifth grade. Attributes, my first drummer. Red-haired, short with teeth that look like they've been hit with a hammer. Hamster-esque personality, always moving, legs twitching, air drumming like he's licked a taser. Never dull. Our love story. We start a band in my parents' basement. Kenny O is in my parents' basement when I get my period. I don't know it's my period. I think I've crapped myself. I call my mother into the bathroom and show her my underwear, and she hands me a pink booklet titled, "So You're a Woman Now." Feeling, oh dear God, no. Just no. Outcome, I break up with Kenny later that week. I figure he must know about the period, and I'm not ready for that. Six, subject, Ronnie Paduzzi, sixth grade. Attributes, nickname Toofy, athlete. Choose tobacco, e.g. worldly. Swears, e.g. worldly. Missing front tooth. Lost front tooth when it was embedded in Rocky Minakuchi's head during a pickup game of basketball. Our love story. Play spin the bottle at a party. When he kisses me, he slips what I think is his tongue, but then realize is his fake tooth into my mouth. Feeling. This is not romantic. This is not even French. Outcome. There is not enough Scope mouthwash in my parents' bathroom to erase the taste of fake tooth and tobacco spit and shame. Seven. Subject. Randy Blakemore, seventh grade. Attributes. My second drummer. Long hair. 3 years older. Smells like burnt licorice. That's probably pot and sweat, but I don't know that yet. Our love story. I write rhyming love poems to Randy, who never notices me except for the one time he tells me I'd be okay if I wore more flannel and loves baby soft. I buy flannel, lots of flannel. I douse myself in loves baby soft and break out in a rash. I write more poems. Randy falls for Lisa DiGiambattista when she plays guitar barefoot in the school talent show. Feeling, first lesson in pining and loving from afar. Also, the power of barefoot guitar playing. Also, what's in Love's Baby Soft that makes it so itchy? Outcome, abundance of flannel. Eight, subject, Ronnie Paduzzi, eighth grade. Attributes, see above. Our love story. I am preparing for my move to an all-girls school because my parents have decided I'm boy crazy. Have second spin the bottle encounter with Ronnie Paduzzi, who swears this time to keep his tooth in his mouth. Feeling. It's important to trust in the power of love. It's important to believe in people. Romance means risk. Outcome, Toofy lied about the tooth. Thank you.